when Jimmy discussed using the harpoon before, that he said that they tied the rope in a coil with fine thread that would break. And why did they do that, Jimmy? Was that to keep it from getting tangled up while you were stalking the while you're stalking the walrus?
Mm-hmm.
But then it will break.
We use a little bit of fine bobbin.
Bimmy?
We tied it.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is crazy for the fine art to tie it.
Mabel, did you make the lamps?
Yeah.
How do you use those?
Oil.
You put oil in here?
Yeah. Moss.
What do you use, moss?
Yeah.
And, what kind of oil? Seal oil?
Yeah.
Does the whole thing burn or just in one place?
Yeah,
only one place,
yeah.
Huh? So that's why those things are there in the middle to keep the moss. You put moss on only one side?
Yeah, it's the inside here. All the dirty.
Oh. Okay, so
clean
you can
up.
Do...
Always clean up. We use cleaner.
So you do one side, and then after it burns, then you turn it around and light the other side.
If the
yeah, and then you clean out that
yeah.
side.
Cleaner.
Okay.
I have a question. I wonder if Mabel knows how they lit the lamps in the old days before they had matches.
How did they get fire to light the... To light the lamp before they had matches.
We
you keep the fire going.
Yeah.
Keep the fire going all the time.
Yeah, all the time.
Mm-hmm. Three lamps, huh?
Yeah.
So they
big
never.
Big one. Hmm? We use them.
Yeah, summer and winter time too. You keep it lit even during the
only
summertime.
Cook.
Yeah. How did they light it if they didn't? Did it ever go out? The lamps.
Something big.
Always let them burn, always.
Keep them burning all the time?
Always.
Yeah.
Burn. But always, when a little bit low oil, put them oil a little more.
Mm-hmm.
Always watch.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes
except,
leaking oil. Except like when I start
black.
To go to bed,
small light.
Just so that it burns slow,
yeah.
Huh?
Yeah.
Did fire ever go out in anybody's house, in your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody's got them, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Did
I never used.
Oh, that was before you, for the old people, huh?
Yeah.
Does anyone remember Jimmy telling how this was carried while stalking walrus? Yeah. The reason I remember is I just asked him a little while ago. But I'd asked Jimmy if he would demonstrate it, because I think that'll work better for some of us. Does anyone remember how the harpoon is kept down there? I mean, not the harpoon head, but the rope kept tight up along there to keep the harpoon head on. Anyone remember? There's not quite a knot, just a loop that, well, he'll show you in a few minutes how that loop goes on, but no one remembers how that's done?
Well, as I recall, it's just stretched back with tension, and it's just easily looped underneath
one
of the ropes.
Yeah, right.
So it just flies right out.
Here's that. One of the things that I've talked about before is, and I was on a panel the other night, there was a time when, are you ready, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Or do you need some help?
To but I would have, we got this much big walrus skin. We call it maktab. We carry it. We put sail off the rope.
Mm-hmm.
We carry it always. See, they got to do it this way, see?
Oh, then yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh, and then your...
Then,
That rest then right we, on top
then,
of
it. Then we do it this way. That way, you do it.
Yeah. When you're carrying it, huh?
Yeah, you do it that way. You carry it in the
okay,
back.
Okay, you want to put it on again and show us? I'm glad you came prepared, Nicole.
Yeah. That's the way.
Yeah.
And we'll harpoon it. Do it this way. Come on, do it then. That way.
When you're going to harpoon?
Yeah, when we harpoon it, everything break this way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When you're going to harpoon it,
yeah.
Do you have that bag on your shoulders too already? Just like that, huh?
I hope I got skin roll. I mean now. That's for carry.
If you make, I make you home that time.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, Mabel volunteered to make one of those for us. It'd be a little different from your bag, I think, Nicole. But and then when you're stalking the walrus, you leave it like that on your on the bag, or
just till we put the right here. See?
Yeah.
So we come out everything. The rope is the skin rope. It's really easy to pull. Yeah. Then we're up on it. He would have been watching this boy.
Okay.
Yeah. It was Sunday.
Will that string break now? Is that ready to break if you harpoon the walrus?
That one. You need to break it.
It's my neck.
Not very good. you want to help us demonstrate since you went through the phone before. Could you show us, Kip?
Yeah, okay.
And,
Kip,
if you want to pull the,
yeah, you can be the walrus.
So you folks can demonstrate for us.
Yeah.
Kip will be a walrus. And you tie that on your leg when you're stalking.
We do have to lose it.
Yeah.
Did you make a hole in the ice too?
No, there was a, look like a hole right there. It was in the snow. Drifted.
Did you go starting right there?
That lake,
if you want to close up your bag, we may have to use it again. You want to zip it up?
Kind of funny that happened. You got the magic.
Maybe I put the rope right here, see?
Had it on the husband. Called boy, you
know. That's
good. Cross country skiing out there.
You want to leave me with that one? Okay.
Yeah.
This is a pretty wide.
Is there a way?
No.
Which way is your butt? That way?
You can swing around with that.
Yeah.
You guys do.
You may be in the wrong place there, Teresa, but we'll find out.
Yeah.
Teresa, why don't you come over here? Okay, now you can imagine here's this walrus just coming up again, right?
When you come on, watch it.
You just go very, very slowly. You go just when it's down underneath, huh?
Yeah. Okay, grab.
Hurry, hurry!
You hold it.
Okay, did it take the full demonstration to get the picture?
Yeah.
Okay.
You hold it that way. Sometimes they break you. They load it. Sometimes they load the rope.
And what you lose then is your harpoon point and your rope, huh?
Yeah, everything.
And the walrus. Yeah.
That's why we do it that way. Maybe I will send you some little bat. So
The kind you use on your
shoulder.
Is this not supposed to be in here?
The tide?
I think so.
You don't want that in
here? No.
I thought you were trying to throw a slip knot out there, but it turned out to not be a slip knot.
We playing when we were a little boy. Old people let us play around it. Just a piece of wood. So other boys grab. When they grab rope, we come out. And we got the same thing, stick, carrot.
You carry it on your back?
Practicing, yeah.
When you're just a little boy, you already do that, huh?
Wallace is not very fast going down.
So you have time to
throw
that off your shoulders and run back. Okay. Well, thank you, Jimmy. I'm glad we had a chance to try that out before you left.
Yeah, he's been this movie, this boy, in the lake. I've been hunting for Wallace. He got good picture, I think.
Yeah, you have a videotape of it.
Yeah.
And is it pretty much the same thing that we went through here? Yeah.
Maybe I will make a little bag.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You make a little bag? Okay.
Jimmy.
Go ahead.
You want to show everyone how you call the boys?
Huh?
You want to show everyone how you call the boys?
Yeah. When we kill Wallace, we got, you know, just now I tell you a little bag. We tied right here, see?
Right here. Just
like that. The weave.
That's when you get the walrus?
So we tell him about, see anybody, if you see, he will come right away for us. Yeah.
So how do you do that if you're holding the walrus all the time?
Hmm?
Are you holding the walrus too?
No,
you
do that? No.
That's after you get the walrus, huh?
After the walrus, we live in the back here. Yeah, so we call the other boys come to help us.
Yeah.
So right away come, when he see waving flag. Yeah.
Yeah.
So we put up whole things, 7 or 8 boys pull up Wallace, went up the ice, then we cut them. We divided 7 or 8. The dragon.
Do they still hunt walrus this way? They stalk them and then they shoot them, huh?
Yeah. The other boys watch it when you come out. Yeah. 15 runs under ice, stay there.
Yeah.
When getting more long, they pull them. The boys, they pull it. When they come out, shoot them. Tell them.
What do you use for the point?
Which were you? We use for the ice, make bigger hole.
You got a good point here.
Yeah.
You put it huh?
This point is sharp this way.
Right.
Not this way.
Sharp on two sides?
Yeah, two sides.
Is that a good point that they could use?
Yeah, it's all right.
Yeah.
We call that Banach. Banach.
Banach.
Yeah.
Kip and Jimmy went shopping, and what they found was a, what's that called?
Pike head.
What?
Pike head.
Yeah, a pike pole head. Used in logging. Notice that shiny spot there, there was a hook on it as well, but they
yeah.
Adapted from that.
Oh, is that what that metal is from?
Yeah, it's from a pike pole point.
That's why we live in this room that much because when the rose ice about this much far to the corner, so we can our point we can try them. So we tied up a rope right here. We tied it.
Yeah.
You're gonna have to lose it. When you shot it, when you kill it.
Yeah.
When you harpoon the walrus, how far in does that go? Is that going all the way up to here?
Yeah. Right down to right here. Yeah, right here.
Right down to here.
Yeah.
And that's far enough then so that the toggle
yeah.
will swing.
We have put it inside the skin.
It'll be just under the skin then.
Yeah.
So it goes in about that
yeah.
far, huh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then it swings.
Yeah.
The skin is very thick, huh?
Yeah. It's strong enough, they never break it. No
yeah. When you use the rope that you make at home, it doesn't. It's bigger coils. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't get.
We watch from the ice. We can go inside. Always clean up right away.
You always clean up. What do you clean up? The
because. Sometimes the boys, when he's black, they're not through to the inside the skin. They come out when he because they hit his bone. That's
yeah.
why they never stop. Yeah.
Where, do you know where the bone is on the wall on the walrus, so that you don't hit it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Sometimes the brick. Right here, see. When he ate it, boom. That's why he, all people tell us. When we started harpooning, we're going to use it this way, always.
So could you
yeah.
could you use this harpoon, Jimmy? Right. Is this a harpoon you could use for walrus?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We use this core.
It's not just a model. You could,
yeah,
you could really use that one, huh?
Yeah. So what do you want, Brick? Did you want to do it this way? Do it this way. It will, if he hit the bone, it will slide.
Show me that again.
Did I do it this way? If they hit the bone, it will break. So that's why, this way, do it.
You go lower,
yeah,
huh?
Right. They don't have to break. When they hit the bone, it will slide. We don't want to do it this way, no.
Okay, the way you turn that, huh?
Yeah.
That way.
Yeah.
If we do it this way, if they hit bone, it will break.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to have that,
yeah,
that blade up and,
yeah,
down, huh?
That's why always we carry extra harpoon head. When the brick, we change it. We use the other one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. When we use harpoon, these two come out. Same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I don't know why it's that.
It's just the way
they put that. Because they don't want brick right here too. So that's why he put this one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Always we test them when the thin ice, about 2 inches below, or test wall.
Yeah.
He's moving the ice thin way. If somebody not testing for the ice, get wet. He couldn't hold it. That's why old people, he used a long time ago, two knives right in the belt, one butcher knife right here, tied it.
Yeah.
When they suck, they use it. The ice is very slippery. Bleak ice is easy to break. Salt, break, you know, ice, young ice, you will not break right away.
Yeah.
Very slow, going down.
Oh.
Yeah. The lake ice is easy to break. Two boys one time, almost pressed to death by himself. Carl and Tony, the local. He's been riding a snow machine in the south side in a night car. He was riding in the lake break with a sled. Other boys, young boys, they stand up standing on the back of the sled, holding the sled. The brick snow machine sunk. They never hit the bottom. Good thing he got back in the back in a sled, handlebar. The other boys, he grabbed him, seal hook. Also a knife, he come up to the ice. But he pulled out, other boys with throwing the seal hook line, pull him. In the night time.
Caroline, did you have a question?
Yeah, that's why he used it. through knives.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Jimmy. Jimmy, this is our last day of class, and there were some other questions that students had.
Yeah.
And, you know, we were talking about some of those other things. And one of the things that someone was interested in is the old people and what they do when they get very old and how they get their food.
Yeah.
How do they get food when the people get very old? Do others help them?
Yeah.
How do they get their food?
Yeah, they help them always. They watch them.
Yeah.
They care them always. They give them, when they kill a walrus, a seal, a McCluck, they give a piece of meat always.
Yeah. And what do the old people do?
The old people, I know one is Lincoln's father. My grandfather's brother, he was sick, very old. He didn't want to leave because he was very old, sick also. He tell the boys, young boys, older boys, you better kill me, hang me. He been hung with a rope.
He's a very old man.
Yeah, he's a very old man.
But
he
most
was sick. Yeah.
But most people, they die natural
yeah,
death.
Yeah, right. We don't want. He didn't want to leave.
But he was just.
He think
man.
About, but it, all right, if he died.
Yeah.
He don't want to leave.
Yeah, just that one man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've been watching, been hungry, with the rope.
What do the old people do? They
when I heard one of old man, just like they been turn of the baby, little boy. He was when he go out, he play with a young kid, small boy. They play with a small boy. They not stay on the old people, no more. Only stay with the young. Young boys playing with boys, young boys. Yeah.
Yeah.
You not think about in the old people, no. Just a baby, just like a baby. Yeah.
The old people play with the little children.
That's why I heard when he gets very old, they turn to the baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jimmy was telling me about this earlier, and it reminded me of. A concept with the Tlingit people, and I think you have a word for that. Is that right?
Yeah.
What's that word? What's the word you were telling me?
The word name Tanokhamashana. Tanokhamashankata.
Okay, in Tlingit society, there's a concept that is translated now into second childhood.
Yeah, but I was like,
okay, that's a very similar concept to Tlingit society, and it reminded me very much of a speech that William Paul made at an AFN convention in 1972 here in Fairbanks, which was the only year that they had the AFN convention here, I think. And this was in October of 71, just about 2 months before the Settlement Act was passed, and I brought a copy of that speech down. I just want to read the first paragraph of this because maybe you can pick up the similarity. William Paul, by the way, was an attorney who I think died in about 1974, 75 at age 90, and he'd been involved in native land rights since the early 1920s. He was in the legislature in 1924 to about 26, I think. And he of anyone, had the longest involvement in native land rights. And he also grew up outside of Alaska and came back and learned all of the traditions after not having access to them during his teenage years, and learned the language and learned the tradition, including the one about second childhood. No, that was Walter Sobolev. William Paul, by the way, was very independent in his thinking. He disagreed with the settlement for a number of reasons that are becoming very apparent now as very good reasons, but people weren't listening in 1971. I won't read the whole speech. It's a great speech. If you want it, you can come and get a copy. But what he said is, he was recognized on the floor to speak, and he said, "This is my first appearance before this august body at the AFN, for whom I have the greatest respect. The reason I have been so long in coming to address you is that, because, to tell the truth, I have been quite frightened. Rather surprising for a man of my experience," and he was very much experienced, by the way. "But you know, I'm approaching my second childhood, and it takes so long to screw up my courage that I might talk to you." But he was in his mid to late 80s at the time, and he was talking about his second childhood. But he was, it, you know, it was an accident, because I know. I mean, I know the tradition, and I know that I've talked with William before, and he talked about his second childhood. And there's such a striking similarity between what Jimmy is talking about for Savunga and St. Lawrence Island at one extreme of Alaska, and then the people from Wrangell, which is where William Paul was, at the far other end of Alaska. So there's a similarity there. I don't know that the roots are the same, but still a real similarity in this one concept. And I thought that was quite interesting when Jimmy talked about that. I can't give you that. But we do have that on tape now, and we've gotten the translation that Darlene has given us, but we can possibly get further elaboration on that and make some comparisons later on. Jimmy, we talked about some other things, you know, there are questions that other students had about whaling too. Most of the meat and blubber and so forth on the whale you used, but you didn't use the bones except you saved the jawbone.
Yeah,
is that right?
Jaw. Whale jaw, you use it for the skin for kill in the bottom.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How long is the jawbone?
About the longest, some pretty long.
Yeah.
Long time to use it.
Yeah, is it from here to the wall over there, or
Joyce, about maybe 12 feet, 10 feet.
12 feet, okay. And they use that for the keel?
Yeah, skin board around maybe 28 feet long.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, 25 feet, 28.
But the keel is shorter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
About 2 inches wide.
Yeah. Do they still use the that jawbone?
Yeah, still use it.
Yeah.
Now it's some of them store ordered maybe 10 feet, 8 feet long plastic. You know, white plastic.
For the keel?
About this much
sit, one is sick, maybe less than one is sick.
Mm-hmm.
You use for a skin boat, or sled runner.
So they're getting more, so they're adding modern things to the whale, skin boat, huh?
Because easy to strike, pull up the ice there, easy. Some of them use walrus tusk. Using walrus tusk. But this was long. Mostly they used straight walrus tusk. So use it.
Yeah.
You know, most of them curve walrus tusk. Some of them really straight tusk.
Yeah. On the, with the whale, you were talking about
blubber,
the sail as well, and the motor.
Yeah.
Could you tell them about about that?
They don't use the motor when they're whaling, but they use it by sail. Everyone use sail. They got motor, but they not use it in the whaling time. When somebody, the first boat, when they see whale, they got flag. Wave flag. Then other boat, when they see, he grab his flag, wave. So other boat, when they see, every boat can see him. So they don't have to use motor. Yeah. When he tried to watch him whale. When he strike, first strike, then they no more sail, put motor, go after by motor, using motor. Because they got floating hook, they watch them hook.
Yeah,
sometimes oil pull under the water, hook.
Yeah.
Three pokes, they use it. When they come out, hook come out. Yeah. When you see it, they go after.
So it's just, even the first one that strikes, they don't use the, they use just the sail when they strike the first time?
No.
Or they use a motor?
Yeah. Then they pull it down the flag, I mean a sail, and put the motor.
Before they strike?
Yeah, right. No, when they strike them.
After they strike them?
Yeah, after they strike.
Yeah. Okay, so.
Also, you know, just now I tell you Pat, is that okay?
Yeah.
So pull it in the post.
On the sail?
Yeah, on the sail, yeah.
On the sail post? Yeah.
Yeah. Then everybody know it can kill a whale.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And then, you were talking about how they took care of you. Are there any questions at this point on this?
And everybody drive them to the shore, to the village. Drive them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they use their motors.
Yeah. And everybody used the motor. Drive.
And how do you keep the whale meat?
You got some is mucked up on meat with put in the hook about maybe 4 or 5 feet long hook, sealskin hook, the inside.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, put in the mid-shell.
Yeah.
Also, they use a walrus eye with a sword up the rope, put inside.
And you put that in the mid-cellar, and does it freeze or does it stay cold?
Yeah, put in the mid-cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah. Every village, you got their own mid-cellar. You dig down the ground about 7 feet high.
Oh, it's for the whole village?
Yeah.
The mid-cellar?
Yeah. You got own mid-cellar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then when you put things in the mid-cellar, is there a place for every family, or?
Yeah.
So you know where your things are in the meat cellar?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So anybody can go in there anytime?
Yeah.
Is there any meat that you dry?
Walrus meat.
But
muckluck, seal, dry.
But no whale meat.
Some of them. Some of them.
Yeah. Jimmy, with some down where I come from, people can hunt only in certain places. I can't hunt in someone else's area, but how about on St. Lawrence Island? Do you have a certain place where you can hunt or pick berries, or can you pick berries? Places you can hunt.
So, most of them we got camp.
Yeah.
So I got camp, Northeast Cape. First, we built, we call it Kangachtak. When Air Force built a site, the name of put the Northeast Cape. Yeah. That's why Air Force Base. Before Billet, I always come to hunt in August, early August. Because early better when you camp, we can watch some dead walrus get to the shore, we cut it to dog feed.
Okay, if somebody came around your camp to hunt, would that be all right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They can hunt around your camp, huh?
Yeah, sure, that'd be all right. Mm.
Yeah.
Before they got this whole was trapping line, they got line. Every place they got line, camp.
Trap line?
They were not over the line.
For the trapping?
Yeah, when they're trapping.
But
yeah.
For hunting it's yeah. Okay, huh?
Hunting is okay. Only trapping, that's all.
Okay.
Yeah. They will cut the line. Except somebody want to hunt trapping, he will ask us. If we say yes, you can come over. See, we come to trapping in our camp.
Yeah. Okay, can you understand the difference? Can you see the difference now there? What are the experiences of any of you in any other parts of Alaska?
I'm sorry, I'm not good English,
Oh, we're
not English.
We're getting the picture, Jimmy.
Yeah, yeah. But I'm trying. Maybe next year I will school with a student. English, just English.
Velma?
Yeah, I was listening to the talk about the way there's two legs. And there's a bit, like, and there's profoundly, because there's some other things in boundaries.
Mm-hmm.
And like right now, it's not going to be going up, away from the other people coming back. And then they don't go out hunting on their own, they go with somebody. I guess you heard, like, where somebody's trapped down and hunting around.
Mm-hmm.
Like berries and
can someone take, if someone has a hunting area, can they take someone else with them into that hunting area? Or can they let someone else go in that hunting area, or do they have to be with them?
They have to be with them.
So if If I was going up there hunting, and if I went with your father, he could show me where that, I mean, that'd be all right to go with him to his area.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Okay.
And same with fish, you know, everybody has their own fish pools.
Mm-hmm.
And they have certain places, you know, not everything.
Yeah.
Like my mom was right across the village, and it ended up from through her dad, and then her kids. So we kept fishing in there all the time, like some fishing, they come in from some fish, you know, they kept fishing in there, somebody was telling me that, you know, they always had to ask that.
Yeah.
They would have to ask her, or, you know, they would say, yes.
Yeah.
So they have to be fishing.
How is it in the Calista region? Anyone? Anyone know what, are there proprietary rights on fishing or hunting or berry picking areas? Are there family rights in certain areas? Do any of you know?
I know when they hunt, it's our right to hunt anywhere. Like it's not really, but
yeah.
It's like who they have families and different fish camps.
So you have
they
a fishing area?
They go there every summer.
Yeah.
And fish them.
Okay, and so it sounds as though the most open we've heard is where on St. Lawrence Island, then it's, you can hunt any place. And fishing too, Jimmy? How about fishing? Can you fish any place or do you have certain places?
Yeah, no, any place for fishing.
Yeah.
Right, any place,
Why don't we take a break? After the break, I'd like to get pictures of those who we don't have pictures of yet. But I can see people are getting a little tired.
So I'm planning to go back tomorrow.
Oh, yes.
I'm going to fly tomorrow.
Jimmy and Mabel will be leaving tomorrow.
Yeah.
As much as Jimmy and has indicated, you know, enjoying the class, they miss home, too.
I will, if I go back, I will take fish at home, and I will story. I tell the story how many students he was telling an old-timer doing. Also, Eskimo dancing. Yeah.
You have these pictures, too. We'll get you some more of the rest of the students, too. So how about taking a short break, and then afterwards I'd like to get a group picture and then pictures of those remaining that we haven't gotten pictures of already.
Do the notes with you from the other class?
What?
You know, the notes from 2 weeks ago, the Thursday that I was on, do you have the notes from your office?
Possibly in my office. There's one Thursday we didn't get, and I don't know if it's
the
just because
that was the Thursday that was going to be taking pictures, and then you did start it.
Yeah. Okay. I don't think we have the notes.
Okay.
Oh no. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometime I wish some student can write.